I see how we can make your day better here, even though the news doesn't really cooperate with that effort most of the time. We'll dig around, find some good things that are important today, or put a spin on things so that you have information that may not be as twisted and cruel. Those doggone people in the news media are so cruel. They twist things around and they turn them around. And when you're done reading them, you're so full of fear, you're scared to go out of the house in the morning. Well, we haven't any of us gone out of the house yet, and we're okay.
No, and we're fine.
Jennifer Horn.
Indoors is nice.
Ken Kessler. Right.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it from your driveway, it is always better to do it in the house. The Good Day program on the air. Welcoming in the newest member this week of the Good Day clan, K-I-N-X. Excuse me.
Are you okay?
I just took
your breath away. Oh, bless you.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know whether I'm allergic to Great Falls, Montana or not. I've been in Great Falls once in my life. When I was in the bus business, I went out and picked up a bus and drove it.
How heavy was it? Oh, bless you.
Excuse me. It was it was easy to drive.
And it was fun, too.
I'm trying to remember the name of the man who ran the bus company. And I don't remember, but he was...
All I know is Montana is like one of those romantic destinations.
Big
to me, like,
sky country.
Well, I always say, you know, I always talk to my dad, and we always say, oh, we're so sick of living in California. We could just move this business out of here. Let's move it to Montana. That's what I'd always say. I always want to move to Montana. Not that I've really ever been there.
Your father called me last night, and he wanted to know...
Maybe that's why you're sneezing.
Yeah.
He gave you his hungabunga.
He always asks me the same question. And I laughed. I said, you always ask me the same question. And the answer is always the same. And especially now, because it impacts Jennifer, do your best job.
Right.
And so did he tell you that?
Yes.
All right. Were you impressed?
Yes.
Was he like frustrated because that's what I told him?
No.
Okay. It was a short conversation.
Because you know what? He called me first and I told him what you told him.
You told him what I was going to tell him?
And he's like, well, do you think Doug will still be up? I'm going to call him. And I said, sure, go ahead.
Right.
He loves it. Call him.
Yep, right. 888-302-3684. Okay, so... Those of you who are worried, sweating, fearful that the government is going into default, don't worry. Be happy. Because Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are on the job.
They're going to save the day.
They're on the case.
Oh, thank goodness.
We couldn't possibly manage without the two of them. So the biggest thing that's come up in my mind in the last 24 hours or so is the new rule that the House can't do anything, basically, in terms of making motions without Boehner signing off on it. Is that for Republicans and Democrats, Kenny, or is it just for Republicans?
It's for everybody. The majority leader now, Eric Cantor, is the only one who can bring something up for a vote.
Oh, handy. There's the American way for you. Now, if the Republicans weren't demonized before... After people figure this out, they will be demonized, and appropriately so. What happened to one man, one vote, one man, one idea, one man, one woman doing things that are appropriate for making the government do what it's supposed to be doing? So these guys are all screwing around in their power lust, and of course, as usual... You're the one who loses. So I have an idea.
Wow.
Everybody ready?
Love ideas.
For an idea? We
ready.
Put women in charge. Get rid of the men, all of them. Now, people are going to instantly
That's pretty
say,
sexist.
You want Nancy Pelosi to run things?
Yeah.
There's a, I don't know if we can make it specific to people, but in general, I'm going to make a general statement about women and their ability to think. Women use three zones of their brain to think and accomplish things. That's just the way their brain operates. And that's because a lot of the hormones in their brain are different. Chemical things are different with females than they are with males. Men have usually one dynamic in their mind, and that's pretty much it. So, I find that when it comes to things like the debt situation, and looking around and listening, what I tried to do was dig around to find what some of the women, you can say this is sexist, and you can say, hey, Doug, you're always talking about why it isn't good to bring up women as accomplished people or, you know, various races, because you don't like to separate them out. And that's true. But what I'm trying to do here is make a point about the things that, I mean, Obama hasn't fixed anything. What's Boehner fixed? What's Harry Reid fixed? What's any of those people that are in leadership positions? And again, you go back and say, well, Nancy Pelosi hasn't fixed anything. And it may be that that's true, but that doesn't mean...
But to be fair, she's not really a woman, so...
okay. Well, listen. Plastic aside...
To help you.
Yeah, no, thanks. This has not been a shining period for the patriarchy. The men in suits have dithered, have postured, have planned, they've canceled, they have used a lot of military metaphors, waging battle. We refuse to surrender. It hasn't done anything, right? Nothing. Other than annoy most of us. So are the minds of you interested in listening to a lot of talk and watch a lot of men, grown men, throw fits? Or would you like to be focused on competence? And maybe we have to go outside the women, particularly in Europe. I thought that, you know, I said this when Mrs. Clinton was running. I thought she tried to sound like a man. There was too much rhetoric that was along the same lines of what I was just outlining. I think that if you extend your brain a little bit, you might agree with me. And if you don't, that's, you can agree or disagree. I'm just giving you an idea to think about. 888-302-3684. You know who I actually was thinking about? That 16-year-old girl from India.
Oh, yeah. She was incredible.
Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was on with Jon Stewart last week, remember? And she was somebody who would be a great... Remember Indira Gandhi and some of the other... There have been women... Elsewhere in the world, we think of ourselves as so progressive here. I'm not sure we are. Although you can say, you can point to some of the leaders that haven't been able to accomplish much, but what were they surrounded with? What kind of support did they have? I think this is an idea worth consideration. Again, do with it what you want. I think women are better suited to lead in this kind of a situation. 888-302-3684. Like it or lump it, digest it or dump it is what I was told once when I was a child, so you can help yourself to that. 14 after, do your dumping someplace else, however. This is Good Day.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Doug Steffens, good day program. Tuesday it is. If yesterday was a holiday for you, good for you. It wasn't a deserved holiday, and if you took it off, you should be ashamed of yourselves. But maybe the bank was closed, the federal government wasn't operating, but then what's new?
Or maybe you're just tired and you want to take the day off. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, too.
So for the, I was mentioning KINX-FM in Great Falls, Montana, and what I remember driving out there and going over those long, slow hills. It really, I understand what they call a big sky company, country. So here's what I had in mind for those of you who are listening to KINX, trying to figure out what the Good Day program is all about. Pretty simple. We're about the issues of the day, most important stories, the things we can have some fun with most of the time. Jennifer Horn, let me introduce you to her. Hi, Jennifer. Say hi.
Hello.
To everybody. Ken Kessler is here. Oftentimes we are joined by a gentleman named Rich McFadden, who's been undergoing treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma for the past 4 months, and the chemo gets to him, and so he's here not so much, but he's getting to the end, at least, of that bout, and he can't...
Of the gone. Chemo, by the way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah,
to the end of the line, right.
Wow.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. So, for those of you who are listening in Great Falls, the first person who calls... And then I engage in conversation from the Great Falls area of Montana, anywhere around listening to KINX, gets a swell prize telling us a lot about that area and about you. 888-302-3684 for listeners in Great Falls, Montana, the KINX. Meanwhile, speaking of that area, the numbers are in today from the big storm last week. Remember the big snowstorm that came in? And has killed about 100,000 cattle.
Oh.
Yeah. The numbers are astounding. I had no idea the storm was as bad. I was looking at some pictures of the cows laying in these pastures all over the place. In some areas from South Dakota up into the mountains of Montana, there were 4 feet of snow. There was 4 feet of snow. And so there are economic losses here. Ranchers say some 50 to 75% of their herds were wiped out. The Cattle Growers Association, representing 1,500 ranching operations in this part of the country that are dependent on livestock for them to be able to make it through to the end of the year, some people lost half of their herd in this snowstorm. Wow. And... You know, as it turns out, a lot of people are dependent on government insurance and that kind of stuff. Guess where the government insurers were last week? Not around.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not
on vacation?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. They're on furlough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know, those of you who have farming interests or you're interested, wait till you see what the cost of beef does this winter. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Morrison's Domino,
yeah.
And then take off on that. It's from The Voice last night. As the battle begins, two people sing, one survives. Isn't that how this works?
That's how it goes.
So this is Team Adams, Gray, and Nick opening up the Voice with their singing of Domino. And then Adam had to make his choice on the winner, and Gray was the one who
she
won.
She killed it.
The female, yeah. Crank this up for a second. Don't ever let me go. Actually, they both sound okay.
Yeah, he got better at the end.
Yeah. With practice comes confidence, Jennifer. That's how that works.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, she moves up. Gray moves up. That's the story as it begins from The Voice. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And the Twitter at Good Day. From the late night monologues, here's Conan O'Brien from last night.
Facebook in the news. Facebook is opening up its first office in Israel.
Yeah,
Facebook's going to be in Israel.
That's right.
Yeah. Facebook is preparing for its launch in the Jewish state by changing the like button to the could be worse button.
It could be worse.
Impression of my producer. Microsoft, loving it. He's loving it. Microsoft has announced a major update to its cell phone software to reduce distractions for drivers. Yeah, it's part of their new slogan, Microsoft, leave the crashing to us.
There you go. Wendy Williams has a midday talk program on television, and I often find some of the things that she talks about to be
all right,
of
so there's a big shakeup with that movie, Fifty Shades of Grey.
Michael, could you wait till at least I finish introducing it? Thank you. Wendy, well, this would not make any sense.
Well, hurry it up.
Didn't tell you the discussion was about Charlie Heumann. Is that how you pronounce his name? Heumann?
Yes, Heumann.
Heumann. Heumann. Who's going to play Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey. Now he's not going to. Wow. Now, you can hit the button, Michael.
All right, so there's a big shakeup with that movie, 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I don't need a shakeup. I don't know about you. I've already planned to see this movie in the summer of 2014. I already know what I'm going to wear, how I'm going to go. I want to go by myself. I want to go to the 11 a.m. matinee. There's only going to be women there. I don't want any talking, and that's it. So now, and I I'm not even mad at the casting because I don't know either one of these two kids, either the Anastasia or the Christian Grey, and I kind of like it that way so I don't have a preconceived notion of the person. You know how when you read enough magazines and do enough Hot Topics that your opinion of somebody is so skewed when they play like a good father, because here on Hot Topics we're reporting that you owe child support. Or, you know what I mean? Know the two main characters, but now one of the main characters that I'd never heard of, but he was hired, Charles Hunnam, has dropped out as Christian Grey. He's out. He's gone. The reason that he gave was that he didn't have enough time to prepare for the role. Well, my thought is I don't believe that, because you know what? When you sign these big contracts, they give you more than enough time to prepare for a role. So I don't believe you, Charlie. There must have been another reason, and we found that according to E! News, Charles doesn't want to be massively famous. The attention was already too intense once he got this role, and reportedly he got cold feet. Now, I do believe that. You know,
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I feel that way myself
and
sometimes.
I actually respect it, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm happy to be couched on my farm.
Right.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rita Cosby. Coming right up.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Cosby. An Iowa court upheld the right of a dentist, or any employer, to fire a female longtime employee because he was worried he would have an affair with her. Right decision?
As a woman, when I hear this, I say, oh, that somebody would be let go for that reason. On the other hand, if you look at the judge's decisions, and there was a recent appeal of that, and they upheld that appeal. The problem is this was a private company. I don't agree with the decision. I somewhat understand it, but I don't like it.
I think this is a case of sex discrimination. I don't know, with no one who wasn't a trier of fact and sat in that courtroom can know all of the facts, but based on what we know, this should be illegal, and I believe it is illegal. And I would hope that the court proceedings would continue and that the guy would be told he can't do this.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, a 72-year-old hunter missing in the woods for 18 days, rescued after a group of hunters found him, carried him out on a stretcher. Gene Penaflor and his hunting partner set out on a hunt in the Mendocino National Forest in late September. They got separated. Penaflor didn't return the next day. His partner filed a missing person report. 18 days in the woods, he endured temperatures as low as 25 degrees. He ate lizards, frogs, and squirrels. As he hoped that somebody would find him.
Good story for Halloween. Icky.
Yeah, really. Oof. He was described in good condition. Very upbeat when he got checked up. But that's a good story. Right?
So do you think you take a liking to, like, lizards and stuff, and then you start to want to eat them in your regular life?
If you're asking me personally, the answer is no. I can't speak for anybody else.
They're kind of like a little kebab, though. You just roast them by the tail, take a little bite, I'd imagine.
There you go. Good for you, Jennifer.
Love convenience.
Uh-huh. Things that you need to know about today are mostly the focus of the discussions here. Well, things either you know, it's important things that you need to know for today, or things that will help you in life. Like understanding, I was singing How Great Thou Art, which is an old sort of secular song that comes out of many church pews on many a Sunday morning. I wonder, though, if you really understand how great you really are. Do you understand how great it is to be a human being? To be alive. We can spend all day, every day, trying to put you in front of the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's, you know, this last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of discussion on the budget, trying to avert default, and now the focus today is on who's trying to forge the deal, making heroes out of those two old crows, Mr. McConnell and Mr. Reed. Well, you know what? They can play their silly games. The people in San Francisco that are worried today because the unions in the transit department, the bus drivers and those guys, are going to, they say they're going to go out and strike. They didn't. Is that going to ruin your day? Ew. How are you in terms of worrying, those of you who live in Southern California, when you see a headline, Major Quake Shakes Central Philippines? Do you bring yourself back to the Northridge? Was it 1984? What year was
1995.
That? 95. Okay, thank you. No.
Yes.
Was it 95?
Yes. 94, sorry.
94, yeah. All right, anyway. The big earthquake in the Philippines, 7.2 on the Richter scale. Richter? On the Richter scale. Buildings crashed. Residents running from the buildings as they fell down. Many of them were killed. All right, so I'm telling you that for what reason? I don't really know. Because it doesn't affect you, unless you have some relative over there. I'm not saying you might not want to know about it, but how does it affect you? That's really the concern that I have when I'm talking to you about stuff that's going on. I want to know how it affects you. Not just, okay, there's something else to know, but how does it affect you? The things that I've talked about so far, the only one that really you can put yourself in a position to feel like the person who was there is the story about this old guy who gets stuck in the woods for 18 days. You can all figure what would happen to you, and would you want to eat the things that he ate? As opposed to, you want to know what Harry Reid had for lunch yesterday? I don't really care what Harry Reid had for lunch or dinner, frankly. But I'd tell you one thing.
I'd like to know what lizards eat.
They're all eating crow pretty soon. They'll be as appropriate. Anyway, so back to you and who you are and why I was singing How Great Thou Art. As you start your day today, think about what you are thinking about. What about you and the reason that you do or don't do things? When you don't do things, Jennifer, is it because you don't have time, you're worried about the impact, or you're afraid to do them?
Sometimes all three.
Really? Kenny, what about you?
Mostly it's a time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you enough hours in the day.
Yep. Don't you feel, I can understand that and identify with it. I think we're all like that. Jennifer, you've got oodles 100%. Of things to do. I do, and yeah. Kenny does. So, do you then get discouraged sometimes? And this is a reflective question for all of you. When you're working on things, do you think you need to fix and finish everything in a day, or do you take it inch by inch, not mile by mile? But one of the things that is I'm reading Napoleon Hill's books on riches, and one of the traits of the most successful people, that's where this is all coming from, one of the most successful things you can do is understand how to make progress, even if it's a small bit of progress, every day. Some days you are going to run the mile. Some days you're only going to move a yard or a foot or an inch. But always try to move ahead and forget about your past, because you're not defined by what you have done. You will only be defined by what you are doing. That is the other thing that I'm reading a lot of. Tully's The Power of Now. You are only as good as people who listen to my radio program will tell you, as today's program. Nobody cares about yesterday's program, and who knows what we're going to do tomorrow. You're judging what you hear and deciding whether you like it or you don't like it. All right, so I'm giving you a little thing to think about. And when you're looking in the mirror this morning, forgive yourself for whatever it was that you did. Everybody's done something. Everybody has done something that you need to forgive yourself for. All of the things, if you're ashamed of yourself, okay. So I'm ashamed of myself. I did something really bad. I forgive myself. I hope others forgive me. But if you're stuck in shame, you're never going to get anywhere. There is not one lesson from any of the people who really made it in our country or continue to make it where they are stuck in punishing themselves. Because that doesn't bring you any place, doesn't move you ahead. It keeps you where you are. And the other thing that is important with people who have been successful is that they enjoy small pleasures in life. A good quick laugh, like we have here. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie, Roberta and I have every once in a while just a really good belly laugh. It may only last 9-10 seconds, but it's pleasurable. And you can then continue to dig into some of the things that are not that appetizing or appealing. Like talking about this guy eating lizards and squirrels and stuff.
Hey, but he survived.
But he survived, exactly. That's the point.
Yep.
The whole point isn't that he ate lizards and squirrels. The point is the guy is okay. That's it. In a nutshell. So, more to the point, are you all okay even though many pieces of the government are shut down? Even if you're directly involved and you're not getting paid, are you okay? I think you're okay. I'm looking at all of these various programs that have been cut, or, excuse me, some people say they've been hurt by the shutdown. This quick reference, this is going to take me about 60 seconds, to look at one family and their involvement in federal money. All right, listen to this. Here's a daughter, a girl, 16 years old, who has a single mother, mother out of work. She's undergoing job training that's in a federal program. Listen to this. The federal program for job training pays for child care for this 16-year-old's younger sister so that the mother can go to job training and so the sister can go to high school. This is a family that lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. Federal funds cut off. So this young 16-year-old had to stay home from school to take care of the younger sister because the mother needed to go to job training, but the job training was canceled because of the federal program. So why did
the kid have to stay home from school?
Well, as it turned out, there was a nonprofit organization that stepped up to continue paying for the job training while the government wasn't paying. So she could go back to the training, so the daughter stayed home to take care of the younger daughter. You get the drift here?
Mm-hmm.
So as I look at this, here's this lady who is getting benefits to keep her from being homeless. She's getting benefits for child care. She's getting other general assistance. And I'm thinking, how much is this costing us? There's a program in Texas that pledged $10 million for the 2 weeks in the community where they were to help the Head Start program stay operating while the federal government wasn't. So I have two questions. Number one, why does it cost $10 million to keep, you know, to run these Head Start programs for 2 weeks? Secondly, if you can do it for 2 weeks, why can't you do it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need the government? We've just become, you see, the point here is that we've become so
dependent. We're addicted to the system.
We're
if anything,
right.
I know this story. I'm not sure where it was coming from, what place you're going to, but this outrages me.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you have a parent who's selfish enough to take her older daughter out of school to take care of her kid because she needs to go on government assistance to get a house and to get a job. I mean, it's like, it's sad. I'm sure she's faced some really terrible circumstances, but everybody has. And when is the time that we need to start pulling ourselves up and empowering ourselves and starting to, you know, things on our own with our big girl pants on?
It goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about the book from Napoleon Hill. There were a couple of three books, basically all about how you can become rich. And, well, but you don't get rich by being on government assistance.
No, you don't.
No.
But a lot of people are, you know, and that's what's really sad. And I think the thing that makes me saddest about where we are in our culture right now is that government has turned into probably the leading drug.
Yeah.
You know,
Great way of putting it. Yes.
We've made a society full of addicts. And it used to be when people said, how are you going to survive? Well, I'm going to go out and get a job. Now it's like the government's going to take care of me.
We're
raising
fill out
our
this
kids
application
that way.
And in a culture, exactly, of dependence on this program, that program. I used to have a couple that worked on the farm, and were here for, I don't know, 7-8 years around. They were experts at
people
finding
are content
programs.
Living on the system.
Yeah.
Before it used to be, I'm going on this for a little while because I have a legitimate problem.
Yeah. All right, speaking of legitimate problems, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment to talk about some of the items that are medically important to you as we continue here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Let's get it started. Real estate booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
It's seven, no, where is it? What that time is it here? It's 14 before the hour. I almost lost my place with my, I don't have a digital clock. I have one of the old-style clocks.
An old-fashioned?
Around. Yeah, it's an actual clock. Tick, 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 tick. Let's get to Dr. Ron Hoffman, who is one of the three medical experts here on the Good Day program. I was interested in your take on the proposal for a fat tax. Do you agree?
Yeah,
isn't it? I started talking about blood pressure. There are companies that are telling their employees if they don't have the right blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, body mass index, all that kind of stuff. In other words, if you're too fat, you're going to have to pay your own insurance premiums. But more importantly, well, does that sort of in a bullyish way motivate people? Do you find, I don't know if you have in your practice, some people hire doctors to be the company doctor where you go in to the business and you get everybody physicals, that kind of stuff. Do you ever do any of that?
No. I actually haven't done that. It's a very interesting idea. You know, in effect, we are penalizing people for bad lifestyle behaviors. You pay more if you're a smoker. They actually, you know, when they check you to get various types of health insurance, they check your blood levels of or your urine levels of metabolites.
Don't you think that's appropriate? I mean, aren't all these things?
It is absolutely appropriate. We're actually going in the opposite direction because under the new Health Care Act, call it what you will, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, they want to make the same price for everyone. They want to eliminate what's called moral hazard from the insurance pool. So if you're a smoker, if you ride a motorcycle without a helmet, you know, if you're taking bad care of yourself, drink a half pint of Jack Daniels every day.
Mazel tov.
It's the same deal. It's one price fits all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually getting away from this. Look, I mean, you can't really do this about fat because the problem with fat is there's something called the fat paradox. There are actually some people who appear fat, but they're actually very healthy. And you can't tell simply by their stats. You know, they might seem overweight on the height to weight ratio or whatever you use, BMI, but they're actually healthier than some people who are skinny and meet the requirements. So you can't just do this on the basis of body weight. Again, we got to get away from taxes and government control and schemes and fat letters at school and educate people really start at a very, very early age. Try to make people aware that eating right and exercising is the way to go.
All right. So as a doctor who has a successful practice in New York, do you have entire families? And if you do, do you sort of give them a plan? Unless they're, I mean, I suppose some people are clueless enough to need that. Do you give them a plan to keep everybody happy?
What ends up happening is sometimes, you know, one person will come in, they'll say, gee, this is great for my kids, I want to bring my parents in. Sometimes they end up taking care of, multiple generations.
Mm-hmm.
And, different strokes for different folks. There's not one single plan for everyone. One person might, a kid going to college might be a vegetarian. A guy in his middle age might do better on a diet based mostly on meat and, with very little in the way of grains or carbohydrates. So, we try to customize it.
Yeah. All right. Interesting to get the overview. Lots of different things available still. Hopefully that'll be the case even with this crazy new system. Dr. Ron Hoffman's website is drhoffman.com. Dr. Hoffman, is there a doctor? When his mother says, is there a doctor in the house? Ron says, yeah, Ma, it's me. 51 after on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tech Talk time. You'll be happy to know Shelley Palmer lives. He survived. Yay. He's okay. And so we'll get back to his commentary and his facts and information that he brings to us. I was paraphrasing a lot of the stuff that I know he was doing as I studied what was going on in technology. But we can give way to him and the information that he has. For example, today he's going to talk about T-Mobile providing simple choice. Customers are going to get unlimited international data and texting for no extra charge, apparently. So if you're interested in that, and who isn't? A lot of people. I have. When Uri was in town, you'll appreciate this, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
When Uri was in town a week or so ago, he had California some cell phones that they bought the throwers to use while they were here. I couldn't get to either one of them. So in order to call, and this is, he was a mile away from me. In order to get him, I called his English cell phone on my cell phone to reach him. I was in Santa Monica. He was in Malibu. And I had to call his English number to get to him.
Right, to get and transferred. That's funny.
I'm hoping. I don't have T-Mobile, but they're going to put a tower up on the farm, so maybe they give me a free system so I don't have to pay. God knows what I had to pay for that call. At any rate, if you find this important, unlimited international data and texting, you're going to get the scoop behind the scoop here in a moment on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In today's debate on immigration, some congressmen say no new workers should be allowed until the borders are secure. We all know the importance of border security, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize how unrealistic it is to spend billions on more agents and higher fences without also addressing the labor problem. Building a wall will not keep people from jobs they need, nor will it keep small businesses from finding the workers they need. Big walls have been tried since the Great Wall of China, over 2,000 years ago. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. We need a guest worker program with strong incentives for workers to come through the gate, not over the wall, so police can concentrate on real criminals rather than people who just want work.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in another step to distance itself from the competition, T-Mobile recently announced that its Simple Choice customers will now get unlimited international data and texting at no additional cost. Starting the end of this month, anyone signed up for T-Mobile's Simple Choice plan, which starts at $50 for unlimited texting, voice, and 500 megabytes of data, will get new international benefits in more than 100 countries, including Germany, Spain, China, and Japan. The change doesn't include free international calling, but the company did drop the price of those calls to 20 cents a minute. This move is unprecedented in the mobile world. As I've written about before, I've been gouged by Verizon with fees using my phone overseas, which, for comparison's sake, charges $25 per 100 megabytes when you're out of the country. This move sets T-Mobile apart from its mobile competitors. Now it's up to the rest of the market to catch up. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Let's get it started.
Real estate booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Since 2008, car thieves haven't been driving all that fast or furious. Here's Brian Osich to let you know why.
For the past 5 years, car thieves' lives have been made more difficult, all thanks to technology, which helps bring high-speed pursuits to a grinding halt. OnStar's George Baker.
High-speed chases are to blame for more than 300 deaths each year. OnStar's Stolen Vehicle Slowdown, or SVS, was created to help curb chases and reduce the number of injuries and property loss associated with these often dangerous pursuits.
Working together with law enforcement officers, OnStar has put a stop to nearly 250 pursuits.
The Stolen Vehicle Slowdown feature enables OnStar advisors to pinpoint an exact location using GPS technology and remotely signal the stolen vehicle to disable the gas pedal. That's when the car thief is caught off guard as the stolen vehicle slows to an idle speed, taking the control out of the bad guy's hands and into the hands of authorities.
Since the beginning days of SVS, OnStar has been requested to assist in the recovery of more than 59,000 stolen vehicles. For more information, go to OnStar.com. That's news.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.